And as 10 men from Port Leisha prison lie in the Midlands Regional Hospital this morning, seriously ill from a drugs overdose, the work to stop drugs coming into this country continues. The latest seizure was around 150 kilograms of cocaine in a freight container at Dublin Port yesterday, said to be worth €10.5 million. That follows €16 million worth of cannabis and cannabis resin and 104 kilograms of cocaine at Rosslare Europort in the past week. We're joined on the line now by the head of the Garda National Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau, Detective Chief Superintendent Seamus Boland. Good morning.
Good morning, Audrey. How are you?
You're very welcome to the programme, Detective Chief Superintendent. That's over €33 million worth of drugs found here in 6 days. What are you able to tell us about their origin, their intended destination?
Well, what I can tell you, Audrey, is that while at face value, this is definitely a number of significant seizures of drugs and in particular cocaine. You know, this is no surprise to law enforcement, whether that be ourselves in Garda Síochána or our colleagues who we work very close with in the Revenue Commissioners, because this significant increase in seizures of cocaine in particular all across Europe is a trend that has been seen over the last number of years, and again it's an unfortunate reality that the size of these seizures is an indication of the level of consumption across Europe, but also the seizures themselves are also an indication of the successes that are being achieved by law enforcement in all of our efforts to disrupt and dismantle these groups. And you know, any weekend, Audrey, when you know, significant amount of drugs like that, the total value of drugs I think over the last couple of days is in the region of about 34 million, when that's taken out of the system and that doesn't reach the streets, you know, well, then that has a positive impact on our societies and communities, but it also helps us to disrupt and dismantle the organised crime networks that are involved in this work globally.
The cocaine, I mean, where was it coming from? Was Ireland its intended destination?
Well, you know, all cocaine really is coming from South America anyway, which is where it's originating from, and it's transiting the Atlantic. So what I can say is some of the seizures will have come direct from South America, without going into greater details, because investigations are still ongoing. And some of the other seizures, you know, will have come direct from, we say, mainland Europe into Ireland. And I think what can clearly be seen by the size of seizures, these seizures and other drug seizures that have happened in the last 12 months, in particular in this jurisdiction, you know, it's not just the Irish market that's being targeted here. You know, we're an island nation. We have one land border. That's our border of Northern Ireland and our common travel area into the United Kingdom. But global drug trafficking networks are continuously trying to change their methodology. They're continuously trying to find new routes into Europe to supply their trade. And, you know, if you're a Colombian cartel or a South American cartel looking to make money, you know, the population of Ireland is less than 6 million. The population of the UK is, I think, in excess of 68 million. And then if you consider Europe, I think you can see really where the main money in the cocaine trade is going to take place. But Ireland, and we recognise our responsibilities, and we also recognise that, you know, the dangers are that you know, this island and our ports of entry will also be targeted by these groups.
Yes.
in their efforts to continue.
And in terms of those groups here that exist here in Ireland, those organised crime gangs, how many of them are there that are responsible for attempting to bring in quantities of drugs like this?
It can be very difficult, Audrey, at times to determine exactly how many groups, because the reality with organised crime is, you know, they operate as a network. And we've seen many times in the past when you try and define a particular group as one particular gang, and even when they engage in, we'd say, feud activity, where there have been disagreements, you know, all of a sudden, we, from our investigations and the work that we carry out, can see that these groups work completely together. So even on a European scale, you know, it's recognised now that these are organised crime networks. So what I can tell you at the Garda National Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau, where this is our priority at national level, we're continuously investigating at any given time with the assistance of our national and international law enforcement partners, up to 15 groups who on occasions will work together depending on who has, we say, access to particular routes where significant quantities of controlled drugs can actually be imported into the jurisdiction.
Your bureau and the Garda Commissioner have vowed to put the Kinahan gang, who you've described as the premiership in terms of organised crime here, you've pledged to put them out of business. How close are you to doing that?
I think there, the evidence is there of the significant successes that we have had, again in collaboration with our international partners, against the Kinahan organised crime group. You know, and that particular group is a group with global outreach, which also had endless assets, and you know that work continues. I think it's very clear to everybody that particular group and network does not hold the same level of influence or power, you know, even within the global drug trafficking trade as would have been had in the past. And you know, one of the greatest successes here in Ireland for law enforcement is the decrease that we've seen in recent years in organised crime related murders directly attributed to the drug trafficking trade, and a lot of them attributed to the Kinahan organised crime gang. So that success can be seen in the actual significant decrease that we have experienced. But our work is not finished, Audrey, by no means.
Because is the leadership of that gang still intact? Do you know where they are at the moment?
Well, we do know where the leadership of that gang are at the moment, and without interfering with any efforts that we're engaging in, and some of these are sensitive matters. You know, our work is still not finished. Our investigations are still ongoing, but at this time, you know, we are also focusing on other groups which are playing a significant role in relation to organised crime and drug trafficking in Ireland. So, work to do, but a lot of good work has already been completed, and we would be confident that the fruits of all that work will eventually be seen and will become public.
And there is obviously a direct line, as we've been saying, between what you're trying to do and what happened yesterday in the prison in Portlaoise, and undoubtedly in many other parts of the country as well. And this opiate that's being mentioned, nitazine, is it the new fentanyl, the highly addictive opiate which has been destroying communities in the US and elsewhere?
Well, this is something that in An Garda Síochána we highlighted last year, and I think I referenced it myself last September, Audrey, presenting at the Citizens Assembly, where you know it was actually stated publicly that it was our belief that organised crime groups were considering the supply of fentanyl into the Irish market and indeed the European market in collaboration with other organised criminals. So that was in September, and what actually happened then in November, we see significant number of cluster of overdoses in the Dublin area. Turns out not to be fentanyl, which has created such harm in the United States, but it's a different synthetic opioid called nitazenes. And this is all part of the trend of global drug trafficking, where global networks are continuously modifying the manner in which they operate, Audrey. And unfortunately, you know, the reality going forward is going to be that you know, if you continue to use particularly opioids, or indeed, you know, people purchasing any type of drug over the internet, where you can be assured that it's absolutely, no matter how good it's going to be packaged, it's going to be a counterfeit. The dangers going forward are that they're going to contain a synthetic opioid like nitazene, which in itself can be as powerful and indeed can be more powerful and more dangerous than fentanyl ever was. But in saying that, Audrey, I'll just highlight as well that thankfully, you know, Ireland was in a way prepared for this, and our health service executive and our Department of Health had pre-planned. And while nobody wants to see what has happened on any of these incidents, and particularly even within our prison system yesterday, you know, because of the safeguards and the forward thinking of our health departments, you know, drugs to counteract the actual overdoses that are taking place, and that drug being naloxone, you know, adequate quantities have been available to that, and the HSE under the directorship of Professor Eamon Keenan, who chairs the Irish National Red Alert Group, are very much to the forefront in ensuring that all risk categories of people, that at least the safeguards will be in place so that we can try and prevent as many deaths as possible and the risk to people.
Thank you very much indeed. Detective Chief Superintendent Seamus Boland, Head of the Garda National Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau.